Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrim Ittikhadh Al-Kalbi Illa Li-Saydin O Mashiyatin O Zar'in. The chapter on the prohibition of keeping a dog except for hunting, herding or farming. Again, here we see our deen is so complete that everything we are shown, the adab, the etiquette of going to the toilet, adab, the etiquette of wuzu, the adab, the etiquette of ghusl, the adab, the etiquette of performing salah, of eating, of drinking, of sleeping, of entering the masjid, of leaving the masjid, of wearing our clothes. Similarly, the adab when going to sleep. So many different adab we are taught. And even with regards to which animals we should keep, that also we are taught in the hadith, which is permissible, which is not permissible. So our deen is so complete that we don't have to go around searching for answers, we don't have to go around confused. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he showed us everything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he completed the deen perfectly. So it is just our duty to see now how we can bring complete deen into our lives. The deen is so beautifully completed. How much of deen has come into our lives? How much of sunnat has come into our lives? And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Man iqtana kalban illa kalba sidin o mashiyatin fa'innahu yanqusu min ajrihi kulla yawmin qiratan. Muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, one who keeps a dog for any reason besides hunting or herding has two qirats of his reward decreased every day. In other words, a person has two qirats. Qirats is a measurement, 1/14th of something. So 1/14th of a person's reward is decreased every day by just keeping a dog that he's not supposed to keep. Firstly, we are such that we battle to get good deeds. Now, after battling to get good deeds, how can we afford our good deeds just to be decreased like that? A person not getting anything out of it. Just by keeping a pet dog, obviously we explain where a person needs to keep a dog, whether it's for hunting, whether it's for farming, or a person has got it for some type of protection where it is necessary, then there is no harm. Islam has allowed for it. But this is just talking about keeping a dog as a pet. Now a person battles to get his amal, get his good deeds, he is just being decreased by him unnecessarily just keeping this pet dog. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أمسك كلبا فإنه ينقص من عمله كل يوم قيراط إلا كلب حرث أو ماشية. وفي رواية لمسلم من اقتنى كلبا ليس بكلب صيد ولا ماشية ولا أرض فإنه ينقص من أجره قيراطان كل يوم. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who keeps a dog has one qirat of his action decreased every day until it is a dog used for farming or herding. And this hadith is saying one qirat. This hadith before this said two qirat. And see the hadith in Muslim Sharif. A narration of Muslim Sharif has one who keeps a dog for any reason apart from hunting, herding and farming has two qirats of his reward decreased every day. This hadith in Muslim Sharif is saying two qirat. Therefore a person has to read hadith, understand hadith from the original text, original sources. Otherwise, if he just reads and he sees one hadith is saying two qirat, another hadith is saying one qirat, he'll think there may be a mistake in the hadith, wa na'udhu billah. But he doesn't understand that there's explanation for everything. Therefore, we have to learn hadith from the original proper sources. Nowadays is a new phenomenon, new trend, is that hadith is trying to, people try to make hadith fit their lifestyle. That see, I got a certain lifestyle, I need to follow this lifestyle. Let me see how I can get some type of approval from the hadith and make the hadith fit my lifestyle. Rather, we should be taking our lifestyle, squeezing it to fit what the hadith is, squeezing our lifestyle to fit Sharia, not that we try to make Sharia fit our lifestyle. So there's a very big difference. So one explanation, now just to understand from this hadith, why one hadith is saying one qirat, another hadith is saying two qirat, this is what ulama explain. The difference of one qirat and two qirat is the two narrations may be attributed to the degree of impurity associated with the dog. So one explanation, to the degree of impurity associated with that dog, this is why one qirat or two qirat. Another explanation, according to some scholars, it is relative to the urban and rural areas, because there is a greater need for dogs in a rural area. So where a person is keeping a dog in a urban area, now he has two, a pet dog, he has two qirats decreased because there's less need for him and he's still keeping it. Whereas a rural area, there's a greater need for him to keep. Therefore, now a person has only one qirat. This is talking about obviously a pet dog, where we mentioned where a person needs it for his farming, etc. Then there is no decrease in his reward. Some scholars have stated that the narration of the two qirats is for Medina Munawwara and the other is for other areas. In Medina Sharif, the ahmiyat, the importance, the blessings of Medina Sharif is such that if you were to keep it there, then two qirats will be decreased in Medina Sharif, and in other areas it will be one qirat. See how nicely the Shurrah has explained to us, so that there is no confusion that comes into our minds. Now we may ask ourselves, why is it prohibited to keep a dog? What is the hikmat? The reason is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, we accept it, we don't question it, but just the hikmat, the wisdom, why is it not correct to keep the dog? So some explanation the ulama give is, it is extremely difficult to save oneself from the impurity, and this may in turn decrease the reward of one's salah, etc. Person's salah now also gets disrupted, because a dog is such, is the dirt and the impurity that's in a dog, it's extremely difficult to keep that away from you. The second is, dogs cause inconvenience to the guests and others. Person has the guests and others that come, sometimes the person has got a dog, a wild dog, etc. It causes a lot of inconvenience to other people. The next is, dogs prevent angels from entering one's home. We did that hadith, that where the angel does not enter the home where a dog is. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was waiting for Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam did not come. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned around and he saw one puppy that had come into the house. He asked Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, where did this come from? She also didn't know where the dog had come from. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had it removed. And then day after, Jibreel alayhi salam had come to the house. So here we see that he prevents the angel. And on the lighter side, we mentioned that incident where one pious person, somebody told him that what I'm going to do, just mocking me, say, what I'm going to do, I'm going to keep a dog in my house so the angel of death doesn't come to my house. So I keep the angel of death away. So he gave a nice answer. He said, that angel that will take the dog's life away will take your life away also. So this doesn't mean that the angel of death won't come in the house. He's talking about the angels of rahmat don't come into that home where a dog is kept. The next is, the impurity may contaminate utensils if one is negligent. One person, he mentioned to me that he had a dog. He had it as a pet dog. But on one occasion, he had one visitor there, a good friend of his. And for some odd reason, this dog just went and attacked that visitor. Wild. He said there was no way we could stop that dog. It was going very, very wild. It had bit him and it was going for him. And that visitor of mine, he's saying, had a gun. So he had pulled out the gun and he shot the dog. He said the dog came and sat down next to me. This person was explaining it. It had a tear in its eye and he passed away. Now this person says, up till today I'm grieving at that loss of my dog. But I knew that my visitor, what he did was the right thing, because his dog would not stop attacking him. So this is what is one of the explanations, one of the hikmats is, that this can just turn against somebody, and you keeping something like that may be so dangerous unnecessarily. Why do you want to keep something like that? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Whatever Shariat is teaching us is for our own good, is for our own benefit, it's things that will help us and things that will benefit us. Sometimes we may understand it, sometimes we may not understand it. Sometimes we may like it also, and sometimes we may not like it. But we must make our tabiat such that our tabiat starts liking everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged, and we must start making our tabiat such that everything that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't like, we also don't like. Everything that he spoke against, automatically our tabiat must be such that we also start disliking it. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.